美国神鸢国际艺术团刚刚结束在肯塔基州路易维尔市的演出。2月12号晚，他们来到位于美国中部的圣路易斯市进行四场演出。首演当晚，观众赞叹连连，他们表示神鸢演出的内容跨越民族与文化的间隔，让人留下深刻的感悟。
What I say unique is the way they're dressed, their costumes, how they perform, how they show, how the culture is so beautiful, so humble, so there's so much connection between the divine and the body and the internal. So it's not just this life, it's what is before, during and after this life.
It's really cool for my first time, and it's one of those performances that you don't really need words on the performance to know what's going on. It's like the music and how they're acting in the performance really tells you like the whole story about what's going on.
It's a beautiful performance, and I'll definitely will try to come back, and I will bring not just my family but my friends, because it shows thatIt don't matter how far away people are coming, we're all connected. And we don't need to speak the same language, but the language of love.
Everyone is the same in this world. They all want to express themselves. They all want freedom. And they all want to be happy. And that's really, and everyone should be good to each other. That's the most important thing.
I do understand a little bit of the culture before because I'm a history teacher. However, the dancing have given me a better perspective of what is their culture. And I think the part that I liked the most was the part where they were hit by the government because this family couldn't practice what they believe, and how even when they went away, their parents went away because they died, they come back and they bring hope to the family and to everybody who's watching.
新唐人记者彭慧、马海莲，美国圣路易斯市采访报道。
2月13号下午，神韵国际艺术团在美国圣路易斯市进行第二场演出。神韵整台演出的艺术效果以及展现的传统文化精神内涵，让观众们感到心灵的抚慰，并要积极思考人生，寻找生命的意义。
It was absolutely outstanding. I mean, it is one of those types of things you dream of going to see.And then when you actually get a chance to go see it, it's like, this is phenomenal.
The physical attributes of these people being able to dance for, you know, for minutes to hours on end, I can't do that for even minutes. So, just their stamina is amazing.
I love the way they tumble. I mean, yes, it's part of Chinese history and everything, but the fact that they're capable of being graceful while being able to do flips andperformance that way blows my mind, because you see the way that our culture has their type of performances and it's very heavy. Up there they're graceful, they're quiet, you hardly hear a thing, and it just is fluid. It's amazing what they can do that way.
I love the music, but I was also sitting right next to the percussion, so it was, spooked me a couple times.
Beautiful voices. I mean, absolutely beautiful voices.
Really liked the modernization and the history being combined.
Their stories. It's not the stories that I'm used to. It gives a very more elaborate feeling towards it. However, at the same time, it gives it where it's in a performance. And each person can tell a story differently. This is one way that I can see another story being told.And I love it because it's through dance, it's through music, and it's very well done. So I enjoy it.
Well, the story is just really interesting because of the celestial, you know, beings coming down and giving kind of life to the world. And that spirit is moving through the dancers and through the people in the various times and cultures. You see that constantly through that.
I think that it inspires hope and to think like the life has a meaning, and like I really like the whole show, that it shows that you should be hopeful and think positive about life.
The underlying message that the road to heaven and that happiness is there for us and that atheism can destroy your happiness.
新唐人记者彭慧、马海莲，美国圣路易斯市采访报道。
I thought it was incredibly magical. It was really powerful. The music was great. The performers were really well rehearsed. It was just a great experience.
Absolutely wonderful. A flawless performance.
Well, I was very impressed with the dancing, the drums that they had. I'd never seen anything like that before at all.
One of my favorites was the handkerchief dance. That was just gorgeous.
I really like the story of the lady and the moon. I thought that was a really powerful story. I really liked it. Sad and really romantic too. So we really appreciated it.
The performance was gorgeous. The singing was beautiful and the dancing was just mesmerizing. It really just fascinating. You can't get your eyes off the stage.
Uh-huh. I thought it was amazing. The formations of the dancing, it was incredible. The opera singing, it was just phenomenal. It was really, I would definitely come back again.
Kangoo, yeah, he was very fabulous. I didn't think he could hit those vocal ranges for that long, but he did, so very impressive.
It was just so powerful. I mean, it was very touching, it was very moving. You can just feel the passion of the singer, and that's what moved me, and that's what touched me. And that's why, you know, I think that was the best part of the show for me personally.
The message in the songs are very powerful, mostly about how humanity has to find its way back to heaven, and I think that's an important message. So I really enjoyed reading the lyrics of those songs and hearing it sung so beautifully.
It's really hard to put into words because of all the beauty. I think it touched a little bit on Buddhism and how that's, you know, so ingrained into the culture, and that the, you know, government tries to take that out, but you can't take that out of the soul, and I think that's what it brings.
The message is beauty. It's incorporating the history into the present. Bringing it, you have to include all of your past to really make up who you are now.
It filled me. Yeah, it was fulfilling to my heart.
It's so sad that China can't enjoy the same thing that America is enjoying and watch their own culture and be just as proud, because it was really something to be proud of. It's a rich history.
新唐人记者彭慧、马海莲，美国圣路易斯市采访报道。
二月十四号下午，神韵国际艺术团进行了在圣路易斯市的最后一场演出。尽管当天降温又下雪，但是观众们依然满怀热情地前来观赏神韵，并纷纷表示被神韵的精彩美妙深深打动，要大力的推荐。
I loved it. I knew that it would be well performed, but I didn't know that it would be so beautiful and so spiritual. It's really very moving. I'm loving it. It's really good.
I thought it was wonderful. It was amazing. The costumes were amazing. The singers were amazing. It was just a very good show.
It was really, it was incredible. They very acrobatic. I like a lot of the mix of kind of the culture and the music, and yeah, it was very impressive.
I enjoy the way they dance, that they use their whole body, that they use their hands so beautifully, and they're so graceful, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And in this show, I like the way it told a story about the China culture.
The colors and the costumes, the backdrops, the screen where they drop things in and it goes into the screen was wonderful. That was neat.
The message that it sends and the beauty of the dances and the music is very touching. It is moving.
Learning how they tried to take it away and, you know, block it, the government or the communists or whatever, that was really neat. But they still did it. They still kept it going. That's wonderful to me. Yeah, interesting that they, after all the persecution and not being able to do it, that they did it anyway and then bring it to us. That's wonderful.
It just makes you have faith in the world again, and those powers above us. It just makes you believe again. It's very good. So I love it. I can't wait till the rest of it.
I thought the performance was fantastic. I mean, not once did they miss a step or drop anything. I thought it told the story of ancient China up to more of the present time. I thought they did an excellent job, fantastic job. and that I would highly recommend it to anybody that would like to see a show of this type, and anybody that likes any kind of dance, ballet, tap, or any kind should come and see this.
新唐人记者彭慧、马海莲，美国圣路易斯市采访报道。
It's breathtaking. I love it.
Fairies in the sea, where the fan was attached to the flowing material, and just what they were able to do with that was just so beautiful.
It's wonderful. The colors are beautiful. The stories are so passionate and well done, and I just really enjoyed it.
Beautiful coordination. Everything was timed, just amazing. All the jumps were together. All the flips were together. Just the flowing, the moving of everybody was just, I can't believe how they did it.
临床医生索弗雷克斯女士喜欢声音舞蹈展现的女子美丽典雅，男子阳刚有力。
They're just so delicate on their feet. And the men, obviously, they're very strong, you could tell.But they jump so high and they make it look so simple.
Beautiful. It brings the femininity that's missing in today's world. It's so graceful. And the men are so disciplined and the precision.
I particularly like seeing the women dance more just because I'm a girl and I can relate to them a lot more.But this Mongolian one just gave me more of the goosebumps because it was more powerful.
龚正是给索夫妇赞叹神韵演员们的表演来自于他们的精神信仰。
Everything they did flowed from religion, from their faith.
I would probably describe it as masterful.
Just felt a lot of serenity, there was a lot of grace, and it did flow through all their dances, the spirituality.
Very serene. Yeah. It was really,、mm-hmm. really made you feel calm, and it was just beautiful, just absolutely gorgeous.
新唐人记者王英、陈雷，美国伊利诺伊州罗斯蒙特市采访报道。
I think it's the most wonderful thing I ever seen. It's very full of powerful ideas and very colorful. The music was.Amazing, without words, I would say.
摄影师梅拉拉瓦女士相信神韵传递的信息，即我们来到地球必有原因。
Yeah, just the whole message that the dancers were bringing and were leaving with us, the audience, to keep inside of us what we treasure, like our spirituality. That was like the most important.I mean, we're here on this earth for a reason, as the last story, the last dance showed us. Yes, people from like ancient times believe that, and there's a reason for that.
武术教练 Pussy 小姐从神韵演出中找到了“人从何处来，将到何处去”的答案。
The soulful part that has come from the past, and the reflection on oneself and the reflection on where one's come and where one's going.It's just that whole mindset of knowing the world around you and appreciating it as a whole is in the performance. It's just, it's so beautiful and it's so graceful and really interconnected. It's really pretty.
小学教师杜然女士感谢神韵传播中华传统文化。
Don't lose your culture. I think it's very important coming from where you guys come, being stopped from doing what you do. Don't.That's why you're in this country, to do that, to show others that you guys are still alive, just like any other culture. So.
Like my mom said, I'm speechless. It has a lot of culture in it.
Thank you for sharing, really.
新唐人记者万英、陈雷，美国伊利诺伊州罗斯蒙特市采访报道。
二月十四号下午，美国神韵纽约艺术团在大芝加哥地区罗斯蒙特市的罗斯蒙特剧院举行了最后一场演出。观众们冒着严寒和风雪，仍然赶到剧院观看。演出以满场圆满落下了帷幕。神韵的舞蹈和歌曲中展现的普世价值和神性，令观众深深感动。
The elegance, you know,
the details,
yes.
Amazing. The choreography, the unisons. It was everything the review said and more. And we had amazing seats, front row, so enjoyed everything about it.
It also brings you peace in your heart as that we're doing the performance. We would like turn around and look at each other and we would go like, wow.
The grace of all the dancers and the grace
of the host and hostess, especially the hostess. She was a perfect embodiment of Oriental grace.
Smith 先生特别喜欢展现唐朝侍女的舞蹈。
And they deployed the yellow sleeves, and suddenly the universe was gold. And then they retracted the golden sleeves, and suddenly the universe was green. I was impressed by the commonality between the East and the West. It was all the things that are expressed in dance and the divine spirit that flows through the dance.
雷瓦先生被声韵歌曲所传达的信息所深深感动。
The last opera performance, the message of humankind needing salvation was very powerful, very deep, and it touched me a lot. So I really, really enjoyed that performance.
And the translation of the songs that were just right, you know, to touch your heart.
We didn't see it in 2011.
The common humanity touches my heart deeply.
新唐人记者万英、陈雷，美国伊利诺伊州罗斯蒙特市采访报道。